Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer Against the Temptation of Materialism by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. No temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind, and God is faithful, so he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you'll be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. The other day I saw a post on Instagram that said, "I saw it, I liked it, I bought it, now hide it." Although this graphic was created to make people chuckle, it truly made me sad how much these words speak to how consumed with consumerism we are. In our current society, you can't use your phone without being sucked into the black hole of materialism. Sponsored posts, advertising nonstop on our social media accounts, and bloggers who are full-time marketing tools for companies keep filling up your feed. Seems like you can't really escape it anymore. Do you feel the pull to buy more of what's before your eyes just because someone else has it, or to just click add to cart and check out? If you don't need it, why are you buying it? Do you covet what another has? These are questions I've asked myself countless times because the temptation of materialism's been a struggle in my own life. Hashtag Target made me do it and hashtag influenced have become a reality in my life more often than I care to admit. You know, it's often a joke among women that we hide our Amazon Prime packages or shopping bags from our husbands, like it's a secret behavior that all women do that's totally normal. But sister, it's wrong, and quite frankly, it's a sin. How can we be in unity with our spouse if we're literally hiding something from them? So how do we make jokes about that? Let's call this what it is and admit we have a problem. This behavior of materialism is rooted in covetousness, and it's not a joking matter to God. Covetousness is a strong desire to have that which belongs to another. It's considered to be a very grievous offense in Scripture. The Tenth Commandment forbids coveting anything that belongs to a neighbor, including his house, his wife, his servants, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to him. Exodus 20:17. Jesus listed covetousness or greed along with many of the sins from within in the Sermon on the Mount. This graphic on Instagram isn't cute and should reveal to us the matter of our heart. Do you wrestle with impulsively buying things you don't need? I do too, big time. But just because we're tempted by something doesn't mean we've not been given help to escape. 1 Corinthians 10:13 promises us, "No temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind, and God is faithful. So he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, that you'll be able to endure it." 1 Corinthians 10:13. The temptation is strong and may seem like it surrounds us at every corner, but God can help us overcome. He also provides a way out. Let's keep our eyes on that escape and ask the Lord for strength when temptation comes. Let's also learn how to confess when we're tempted and hold each other accountable. Let's pray. Father, materialism and consumerism constantly bombard us. I admit that I've been overtaken by the tidal wave of temptation to buy things I don't need. Instead of budgeting for items, I've made impulse purchases. I ask you to help me when I face the temptation to buy things that I don't need, or perhaps want because someone else has it. I may be tempted by materialism, but I don't have to act upon it and sin against you. Help me see these things clearly, Father. I trust that you provide all my needs. I ask for you to help me steward my finances and help me to be content with what you've given me. Thank you for your grace to overcome temptation and for always providing an escape for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Is life feeling chaotic? I get it. I'm Rachel Wojo, host of the Untangling Life podcast. Don't miss the passionate encouragement and faith-based resources you need to help you clear your head and calm your heart. As Shell says, it feels like Rachel always knows what I need to hear. She keeps it real and is so humble. Her podcast is just the cherry on top. Enjoy Untangling Life with Rachel Wojo on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast app now.